Davidson County voters are now set to decide this fall whether to create an independent board overseeing Metro Nashville Police. That's after the County Election Commission voted unanimously to approve the referendum. But as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, supporters of the idea are anticipating plenty of pushback between now and the November election.
The drive for an oversight board kicked into high gear after the fatal shooting late last month of Daniel Hambrick by a Metro police officer. But support had been building through local organizations, houses of worship, and word of mouth. Theda Murphy is an organizer with Community Oversight Now.
Yeah, and we've been successful with that, you know, and so, you know, we're going to go with what's been working. And like I said, we already have a lot of community support.
The Election Commission determined that organizers had lined up well more than the minimum of 3,900 signatures needed to get on the ballot, though the Fraternal Order of Police says a higher threshold should have been used. Backers of the Oversight Board expect the FOP to continue to challenge them in court and at the polls. The FOP argues an oversight board run by civilians won't have enough expertise. They say police should have a place in determining whether officers face discipline. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.